There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So today is not only a Thursday, it's not only the end of the week, it's not only the start of the weekend, it is rather more than that, because today is World Pasta Day. And this isn't just a one-off that is being celebrated today by pasta lovers around the world. This is an institution that has been recognised for many years now as a celebration of all the benefits, both physical, mental and spiritual, of the beautiful product that is pasta. We are blessed to have the event taking place here in Dubai today, which has brought together some of the greats from the world of pasta, both the producers, the suppliers, but also the chefs that work with this magical ingredient day after day. Chefs from around the globe as well, not just Italian chefs who've come and descended on Dubai to show us their skills and traditional pasta dishes, but also chefs from other parts of the world that also spread the message that pasta is a global ingredient, not just an Italian ingredient. One man that's been doing that throughout his award-winning career, cooking at restaurants and in kitchens the world over, is Mohamed Afali, a Syrian chef and head of culinary at the Discovery Network's Fatafit TV. A familiar face and a familiar voice to many here in the region. Mohamed joins us live on the line now. Mohamed, thanks very much and happy World Pasta Day.
Thank you, same to you. That's a great day and I'm so excited. I'm so happy. It's his first time in Dubai, and this is the 20th anniversary for a World Pasta Day. So that's great to bring it here to Dubai.
It is great to have it here today, and it's great also to celebrate the diversity of pasta, isn't it? Because, you know, we say pasta, we think Italy, and yet you are a living example of being able to use pasta and use the derivatives of pasta as an international ingredient. It's not specifically Italian, is it?
Yes. For me, pasta, it's a word that united the cuisine around the world. In my opinion, the pasta, it's common meal in the most of the Asian cuisines. The pasta for Italian, noodles for Asian, macarona and kushari for Arabs. So all you need, some flour, salt, water, and egg, you create your own pasta. And then you create a dish that belongs to you. So it's a global, it's something like we have it, and all the cuisine in the world, they have pasta from momos, dumplings, ravioli. So it's something like people love it, you know, everyone loves pasta.
How do you, Mohamed, put a Middle Eastern bend, if you are, a Middle Eastern fusion into a traditional pasta dish? Is that something you've been able to do during your career?
Well, I don't call it fusion, I call it modern. So we modernize it. Because we have pasta in our cuisine, even in Gulf cuisine, they have pasta. They have many of dishes that we use dough inside the stove. So it's a meal that's really global. So for me, it's not that much fusion. It's modern. So I just manipulate some ingredients, humble ingredients, to make something different.
If you are cooking a bowl of pasta over in Roma or somewhere in the heart of Europe, as opposed to cooking a bowl of pasta here in Dubai, when you talk about those flavours, you talk about those individual ingredients, do different parts of the world like different things, different flavours with their pasta?
But whatever you add to the pasta, it belongs to you. So what we are preparing today is something going to meet Italian cuisine with Arab cuisine, pasta with baba ghanoush.
In terms of what you are hoping to achieve, you mentioned in there that you're cooking down at World Pasta Day. It's being celebrated here in Dubai for the very first time, not a million miles from where we are, up at Knowledge Village here in Dubai. Brought together talent from around the world. What message do you want people to take away from World Pasta Day? Why have you put your name, your respected name and brand, to World Pasta Day?
It's a great event. It's the first time in Dubai, so it's a global event. It's not only in Dubai; it's over the world, and it's great to celebrate and brought up that everyone at home they have it.
Mohamed, pasta is one of those particular ingredients that's come in for some bad press in the past. Those that want to use the word diets, those that want to pick on certain foodstuffs, certain carbohydrates, might look at pasta-free diets as well. What about the health benefits of pasta? Do you believe sincerely that it is something that benefits us as individuals?
Well, I prefer to eat good pasta, but I eat less.
And you're still here to tell the tale.
I don't mind a little bit good carbs.
Is that a message you think more and more people should understand? A little bit of good carbs or good carbs within moderation is good?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So it's good food is good food. I don't mind to eat healthy sometimes, but if you want, one day, like it's a cheating day, so I want to eat something, so I eat something good. And I don't mind to eat good quality of product, but I eat less.
I'm going to cast you away to a desert island now, Mohammed, before we let you get back to the World Pass today, the conference, the cook-offs and all the other celebrations taking place here in Dubai. If I cast you away to a desert island and you can only eat one bowl of specific pasta for the rest of your days on that desert island, Mohammed, what bowl of pasta would you choose? What pasta dish would it be for you?
Kushari, which is a famous street food, Egyptian street food. It's a pasta macaroni with some rice and some chickpeas, lentil, topped with some tomato sauce and fried crispy onion.
You've got me sold. I'm coming to that desert island with you. Mohammed, it's an absolute pleasure speaking to you, my friend. Enjoy World Pass today. We'll catch up very soon. And keep spreading the news of pasta worldwide.
Thank you so much.
Mohammed Afali there joining us live on the line from World Pass today, right here in Dubai for the very first time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.